Slováci. Dnes máme v Britských listech Alanu Kumalu, která pochází ze Sri Lanky, a proto budeme pokračovat v angličtině. Alana, welcome to the interview. As I've already mentioned in Czech, you come from Sri Lanka.
Yes, that's right.
And you are running Global Concepts International mm-hmm. School in Prague.
Yes.
And my first question, therefore, is how does it happen that a person from Sri Lanka sets up an international school, a preschool international school in Prague, and runs it for how many years?
We are running for 25 years, and we are the first English-speaking preschool in the Czech Republic. I came to Prague a little bit after the communism, so it was very different a while ago. The school was actually founded by one Indian friend of mine called Sunita Gandhi, and then she went on to work with the UN, but she had a vision to bring English language for preschool students in the Czech Republic.
So at the time when you set up and your colleague Ms. Gandhi set up the school, there were only a limited number of international schools, right?
There were two international schools in the Prague area, but we were the first school focusing on children aged 2 to 6 years. But there was also the American school and one more British school.
Can you tell us, over these years, the student body has largely remained international, or is it mostly Czech now, or is it growing the Czech part of the student body, or how would you evaluate it?
Well, in the beginning of the school year, like the last 10-15 years back, we had mostly international students or some Czech students of diplomatic families who lived abroad and who had come back to the Czech Republic. But now I see a big change. There are more Czech people who can afford private school and they want their kids to learn English at a young age. And they also would like the children to be integrated in an international environment already at a young age.
Do you yourself have any experience with Czech educational system?
Our school is not part of the Czech Ministry of Education. We mostly follow the Montessori system. However, we like to teach the kids also about the country they live in. So we do teach them a little bit about the Czech system, like the Czech culture. But we are not part of the Czech system. I am familiar a little bit on how the Czech system runs. It's quite different.
Do you find it interesting that, unlike, for example, other European countries which have state-funded or state-run international schooling, for example, Holland, they have a lot of university programs run not only in Dutch but also in English, or sometimes only in English. Or, for example, I know that in Slovenia there is a preschool, an international preschool, an elementary school that is state-funded, state-run, and it provides international schooling. And what I'm hinting at is that it seems that both of these countries, which I used as an example, are very much aware of the fact that having their population, on Dutch or Slovenian or any other population for that matter, fluent in another language, international language such as English, is very beneficial for the society. Do you find it strange that the Czech educational system has never, as far as I know, attempted to set up a similar schooling?
It is quite strange, actually, because most of the international schools are very expensive and they are not accessible for the normal Czech population, which is quite a pity because I come from a country like Sri Lanka, and then I'm familiar with the Asian system as well. And other countries usually do have a stronger English environment within their state school system. But I find the Czech school systems lack that ability to integrate a lot of English in their program. And I think it's a pity because it's important to learn from the young age to learn English and any language for that matter. Children will learn faster if they hear it from a young age. So I don't know the reason why. Maybe it's about costs, or maybe it's because they can't find enough teachers to teach English in the schools, or I am not sure why.
Well, surely they can find enough teachers in countries such as Holland or Slovenia, which are smaller in population than the Czech Republic, or at least similar in size.
Mm.
And I myself find it very rather sad and that the Czech government or the Czech Ministry of Education has never attempted to provide more of a international schooling to its population, and especially so when I just look at the Czech politicians who, such as for example the former Prime Minister Topolánek, who had his son educated at one of the probably the largest international school in Prague, and yet it seems that not even his government or his governments ever contemplated an idea like that. And this is not only the case of the former Prime Minister Topolánek, but I'm sure you could come up with other Czech politicians. Did you find any kind of a similar hypocrisy from your experience from Sri Lanka in politics?
Actually, even though our country is regarded as a third world country, the education system is very strong in Sri Lanka and India. All students speak English when they leave the schools, and all the higher education is done in English. It's true that we were colonized by the British, but we took the good things out of the British and we left some of the bad things. And I think it's a big change. Like when you have kids learning in English in school, they can have better jobs, better opportunities, they can go into better universities. So I really think that it would be extremely beneficial if the education ministry in your country as well would integrate it better. I think that you have the resources and the European Union, which is like a very strong body that can help you integrate this system starting from the younger years and then continue forward. I think the Czech citizens would be extremely happy, and it will benefit a lot of people if you find a way.
This is very interesting what you're saying, because if you follow the debates in about the Czech education system, you often encounter the argument that there needs to be more stress on the traditional values, on the Czech history and the Czech language. What would you say to these views? Do you think that in bringing up and educating students and children in an international environment hinders their own background in any way?
I don't think so, because you can do the history part of it. You can teach children about history in your own country. And then that's the most beautiful thing also about the Montessori principle.
Mm-hmm.
The children always learn about the country they are in, and then they widen their experience and they widen their knowledge on countries around them. So then they'll talk about Europe, then they can talk about other continents. So they're also learning a lot about living with people around you, and they are learning more to see wider horizons. And also I think what will be beneficial for your country is, like, if you have a good international system, you will find all these people who come from other countries, like to work here or on expat jobs, they would not need to go to international schools. They can go to Czech schools, and it will be also beneficial for Czech kids that they learn to learn about other children from different cultures, and they can integrate better in the world. I think it's a great opportunity for the future. So I don't see any problem that they wouldn't learn about their they won't be patriotic anymore, or they won't learn about your history. I think there is a way to integrate everything, and young children learn so fast. I think the more information you give them, the better when they are younger.
Well, I personally totally agree with you. But what is interesting, though, when you follow the Czech politics and the main political parties, such as the strongest party at the moment, the ruling party of the Prime Minister Babiš, you'll encounter a lot of anti-immigrant talk. A lot of talk that is in stark opposition to what you're saying. Something that a country of this size, I find hard to believe, that keeps voting for. Any comments on this?
From what I've heard when I walk in the streets, I mean, in Prague at least, you can't find anybody who really voted for me. But I guess in the rural areas, people still need to be educated as to what the children can learn at a young age. And I think education is the key for every single achievement. So I think if you start at a young age, like I said before, it could be easier. So I would like basically you need a big reform in your educational system. And I think the only way to start is for people to take notice. And maybe if you come together as a community, maybe it will be easier to implement these things. Because I come from, like I said, Sri Lanka, but I'm also partly Indian, so my roots are Indian. And in India, if people don't like something, they'd go onto the streets and they protest, and you can have reform just from the power of people. I find Czech people a little bit more laid back when it comes to these things.
This is very interesting what you're saying, because I can imagine that many Czechs would think of themselves as very democratic and as very advanced when compared, as you said, to third world countries. But now, when listening to you, I gather that on the quite contrary, there's a lot that they can learn from the Indian educational system. And it's very interesting that you've mentioned the British rule and how the English schooling and British schooling actually inspired Indians and Indian educational system to learn from the British schooling and how the two combined. Do you want to comment further on that?
Well, for a long time we had only the in both countries we only had like you'd study either in Sinhalese or only in Hindi or in your native language. But then later, as the economy grew, like India is one of the fastest growing economies now in the world, and they realized that it's important for the kids to learn English and for us to have a good educational system, even in the higher level. So it just changed. You give the kids, the parents, an option. They can study in English or in their native language. And in the beginning, we saw people a bit skeptical if the English system is good enough, or if it's like, because it's a new system, people were a bit afraid. But now, after it's been implemented for a couple of years, you find more, even the rural areas in Sri Lanka and India, that parents are choosing the English rather than the Sinhalese or your system or the Hindi system. And you have like bilingual schools, a lot of bilingual schools, or children can study. And the best part is also like over here, the education is free. So, and now you find lots of Sri Lankans and Indians, they are the ones who are like running the biggest IT place, IT, and all those. You find an Indian or Sri Lankan or Asian in most of these high-ranking companies. So it's been really beneficial for us.
My next question would be, if you look at the history of the society, of the Czech society, so not quite that long ago, before World War II, this country was linguistically comprised of several language speakers: German, Czech, of course, also Slovak, Polish, Hungarian. Do you think that had this country been still comprised of more linguistic speakers, that this would have been beneficial?
I think it would have been a nice option to have that. I think the more languages you speak, you are more able to find better jobs, and you can communicate better, you can understand the mentality of the people better. But the national language of the European Union, I guess, is English. So I think it would be nice to have English as the main focus in general. And I think that a lot of your Czech schools, the children can choose between learning English or German, right? So,
As far as I know, sometimes they also have the option of French, I think.
Maybe you have to develop better the second language, or maybe have it bilingual.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Our time is up. Děkujeme za pozornost a naschledanou.